Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Scorpius by John Gardner, performed by Simon Vans. 1. The Longest Mile. At exactly 10 minutes after midnight, the girl stepped from the train, pausing for a moment, surprised at the newspaper poster in front of the closed kiosk. Prime Minister calls general election June 11th. Now she knew why they had been given the orders, and why she had instinctively refused to stay. It was not until she got outside the main concourse of Waterloo Station that she realized it was raining. Badly in need of help, she went back into the station, trying 3 public telephones before finding one that was not vandalized. She dialed the 376 Chelsea number and waited as the ringing tone went on and on, reading the graffiti with only a small part of her mind, scrawled telephone numbers next to girls' names offering unspecified services, the occasional morsel of crude wit. At last, knowing the call was not going to be answered, she replaced the receiver. He was out, or away from London. She thought she would faint, or cry. He would never have lectured her. He would have understood and helped, advised. But now there was only one option. Home. And home was the last place she wanted to go, but there was no really safe alternative. There were no taxis, and the rain had turned into a fine drizzle, par for the course in May. Thank God it was not far to walk. The longest mile. What made her think of that? A song. The longest mile is the last mile home. She threaded her way down from the station into York Road, then over onto Westminster Bridge. Crossing to the far side, she saw that County Hall was still illuminated, looking more like a luxury riverside hotel than a battleground for the capital's politics. Traffic and pedestrians were sparse now. 3 cabs went by with lights turned off. Oddly, she thought that in London, as soon as it rained, cabs seemed to be either heading home or were occupied by very small people. She reached the far end of the bridge and turned right into Victoria Embankment. Across the road behind her, Big Ben rose triumphant, while the sinister black statue of Boadicea in her war chariot loomed over her right shoulder, a dark splotch against the sky. The apartment was less than 10 minutes' walk, and she now wondered how her parents would take the unexpected arrival. That
sample complete. Ready to continue?